With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it's mandatory now. No fooling around back to school. Kids must have recess. Now, I agree with that. I don't know why schools wouldn't be doing that. So over the weekend, the Daffy governor and I are in agreement until I read the fine print. He signed into law this bill that requires elementary schools, K-5, to have at least a 20-minute recess period each day and restricts the reason students can take away recess, schools can take away recess for an individual student. That's where we start to get into the problematic area. So I bet most people listening right now had recess, right? I mean, my biggest memory of recess at King of Peace is hitting my head on an open window that was too far out. May have been concussed, but they didn't do concussions back then. That explains a lot. You know, in games like Buck Buck and Relisio, things like that, that in today's environment might be frowned upon. How about yours? Your memory of recess? 20 minutes, I don't know if that includes the lining up and getting out then the coming in, you know, how long it takes to do that. Governor Christie vetoed this in the past and called it crazy government run amok. Now, many schools already have a daily recess period, but there's a worryment some schools were shortening it or skipping it to focus on test preparation. And this bill had gone back to 2009 before it got in. And Christie trashed it on national TV at one part. Now, here's the part where I part company, and this is what Democrats always do. Murphy says, yeah, 20 minutes recess, but it also forbids schools from taking recess from a student unless the student somehow violates the school's code of conduct for an offense such as bullying. Up, always with the bullying, right? In those cases, schools would be required to provide students restorative justice activities that focus on repairing the harm done by their action. Now, can you imagine with a bully? You know, bullies that I've seen in the bully type of sense, restorative justice with the bully. What's going to happen to that kid who gets the restorative justice when he gets outside with the bullies and the bully's friends? So Democrats now make this into something else. You can only miss out on recess. You can't miss out on recess more than twice a week. And recess should be held outdoors if feasible. Yeah, what's the over and under on the temperature? Like how cold and all that? What do you remember being done or what's done with your kids now? They don't have to be in Jersey, wherever they are. They go on to say, Murphy strongly supports policies that benefit the health and welfare of New Jersey students. Requiring a daily recess will ensure that K-5 students have time during the school day to rest and recharge. Well, look, I agree with recess. And if schools weren't doing that under the phony test preparation thing, that's wrong. But what about they have to jump in and restrict the ability of the school to use recess as something associated with behavior? Can you imagine the thing they're telling here, which is to say restorative justice must be done based upon the bullying? Restorative justice activity. So the bully fakes it because the bully wants to go outside. And then I guess the kid has to say, yeah, everything's cool now with the bully. We're okay. Let's all go out to recess. Maybe we can play a game of kickball. 855-839-1210, you get in. And I wonder what games or what they're playing at recess now. You know, I don't like kickball. I hate kickball. It's an abomination. If you want to play soccer, play soccer. And if you want to play baseball, play baseball. AT&T and Verizon Wireless just pushed pound 1210. So where your kids go to school, or if you have a memory of it, did they have a recess Are schools too overwhelmed with all these tests they allegedly have to prepare for that they can't let the kids go out to recess? So they mandate 20 minutes. Not sure how that's calculated and all. I don't know what Christie had a screw loose on this. But then Murphy and the Democrats started putting, rather than, hey, schools, you got to do recess. It's crazy that we have to tell you that you have to do recess, but I guess we're going to have to tell you, right? I hate more laws. I hate the idea of that. But I guess a number of schools won't listen. Now, you could talk about local control. Should they have to listen to that? They don't want to do recess. Maybe the parents are on board. They don't think recess is necessary. But I do think it's a good idea. It's the type of thing where the state has some interest. But then to talk about you can't, as a punishment, not send kids outside and you got to do restorative justice techniques with bullying. That's where they get involved in stuff that, come on, let the schools make decisions based on this. Let them figure out what works with a particular kid. You know, everybody would say, well, you're not going to go out for recess. Can't do that now, apparently. Got to be a severe code, something you do wrong. 855-839-1210. You get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. And as I said, this has been going on for 9 or 10 years in New Jersey. And Governor Christie vetoed it and made a point about it. Didn't like it. Doesn't the government have something better to do rather than getting involved in recess? Yeah, I could see that point of view. But also, I don't get it. You know, how schools would be deciding no recess as a policy on a daily basis. Now, I know they have gym, or a number of them have gym and all that stuff, but recess isn't like gym. It's not a class. It's socialization. It's playing something, maybe, you know, it's that type of thing. Friends and all that see each other. It's recharging during the school day. It's kind of like a smoke break. You know, going outside to do that. And maybe that's the, what's the adult version of recess? Probably that. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So if you had kids, did they have a recess? And I don't know. Maybe some schools are afraid they have to monitor recess. Schools have to worry about injury and lawyers and all that type of stuff. What are you going to let them play at recess? You know, I don't know how many kids would be out at recess and not having any idea of formulating a game. Some probably don't. They don't play too many things. All right, let's go to Dave and Amber to start off. Dave, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Dom. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, I'm a teacher in Philadelphia, and recess is absolutely necessary for the kids. If they don't get a chance to run around, blow off steam, they become very active in the classroom and disruptive.
Right.
However, there's a problem with the recess is that we just simply do not have the staff to handle recess. Recess is chaotic. Many fights happen. The fights aren't dealt with by the staff outside. And then as a result, after recess, the kids come back in the room and they're crazy, and it takes a long time to get them settled back down. So it's a problem of not having the staff out there to monitor recess. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't they have teachers on
for fighting?
Don't they have the consequences for fighting, right? Or staff on a rotating basis, a teacher monitors it?
Well, that's one solution. I did work as a long-term sub in some suburban schools, and they do have that. But they'd have to get past the Philly Teachers Union in order to start taking some lunch time away from teachers and coming up with a solution like that. There are aides out there in the playground, but for the most part, they're ineffective and they don't get involved. And as a result, recess becomes chaotic. And there's so much fighting, and like you said, we get overwhelmed, absolutely overwhelmed. Kids can go outside, they get in fights. The next day, they're not allowed at recess. They sneak out of the room anyway and go out onto the playground. It's a situation where there's it's hard to come up with a solution.
Well, it is, Dave. I feel for you. I've been there in the urban environments and all that where, you know, it's chaos. So is it better to keep the lid on? You don't go out to recess. It just brings bad times. It's amazing the state, you know, and I don't want to see more laws, but could school districts really say, nope, we can't have a recess for some of the reasons Dave mentioned, or they're doing test prep or whatever, or they're just afraid of accidents or whatever will happen. I mean, this is part of American life, isn't it? Recess, Americana, a period of time that you'd be out there, usually after lunch, you have a lunch period, and then if you eat quickly, you go to recess for a longer period of time. That's what it used to be, right? Rather than just having to go out at a standard recess. Blow off steam, it's socialization, it's a little bit different. You know, get your mind right to come back. 855-839-1210. But Christie really went wild on this. I remember when he did it on national TV, vetoing this, pocket vetoes and all the rest of it. Now, the obvious weight issue, and I'm not going to mock that, but you got to have recess, you would think, right? Is it that many schools? But then look at the Democrat, look at Murphy, look at the mind, the politically correct mind. Restorative justice. Now, Oprah is the one that popularized restorative justice. And it has the person have to give in. Maybe you can't restore yourself if you killed somebody. It'd be like Maureen Faulkner with Mumia Abu-Jamal. No. Well, then she's not going to heal. He's not going to heal. You have to have restorative justice. And they mentioned bullying. Now, you know my experience with bullying and what my theory is. I've seen bullies, and I know the thing ultimately is the bully has to be confronted by everybody involved, including the kid, the school, and the parents, etc. That's the only thing that works with bullies. I'm not a big believer in these miracles turning bullies around. I've seen bullying that was incredible, and some of it wasn't just physical bullying, but psychological bullying. So here's the story. This kid, he was a pretty normal kid, but he had a bit of a temper. These kids at a lunch table near him, I had to do lunch duty when I was teaching. For some reason, we're calling him Hoagie, Hoagie, Hoagie. And the kid one day, I could tell he was ready to snap. He cleaned house. One kid got a broken nose, and another got a broken arm. They deserved it. It was unrelenting. I happened to be in another spot in the cafeteria. You know, I was unavailable to come in. I don't know what happened here, that kind of thing. I saw that as restorative justice, Governor Murphy. 855-839-1210, you get in. Was it? Or you should, oh, come on. You got to be intervening there. And then I remember the subsequent meetings afterward, you know, they kind of said, yeah, we think we're going to go easy on that Hoagie stuff. It was amazing, going right down the aisle, just clearing out one after another. That's what you do with bullies. This other stuff of let the bully do something to prove he's restoring you from what he did. No, it doesn't work. Phone lines 855-839-1210. I'll get you in right now. Particularly, is your kid going back to school recess time? Is fifth grade enough? Maybe even higher grades ought to have recess. Is all that test prep going on during recess time? I'm not buying that. All right, Georgia Ann is in Glenmore on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Georgia Ann.
Hi. I just wanted to have a comment about the school recess. I just got in my car and you were talking about that. My kids went to about school recess.
Yes.
And my kids went to Catholic school, and they had recess every single day for at least 20 minutes to half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they flip-flopped it with your lunch. So half went to recess, half went to lunch, and then they flip-flopped it. But they were outside every single day unless it was bitter cold or pouring down rain. And they played, and they also had a program within the Catholic schools called Peacemakers. And they were kids that went to that school that, you know, had a little program that wore a little badge. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it was perfect out there, but it worked. And everybody was outside playing. And I think everybody benefits from that.
Well, I do. But, I mean, look what you're dealing with the public schools. You don't have with the Catholic schools. You have all sorts of. Were nuns there? Were there any nuns at the school?
Well, they were. I mean, we have.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Right there.
I mean, she was an IHM, and they're the teaching nuns. So.
Yes. Yeah. Well, right there. That's a big advantage over the public school.
Right. But it was also manned by mothers that volunteered.
Yes.
And there were two teachers out there. And, I mean, it was all covered. And I think everybody benefited by them being outside. And like I said, there were days when they were out there when they would come in for lunch. And I worked in the cafeteria as a volunteer mom. And, I mean, they were cold, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I just think it works. And everybody
it does. There's no reason not to have recess. And restorative justice and all that is ridiculous. But do you pass a law to do it? God. You know, why would schools, well, they don't want the bother. You heard the one teacher. They don't want the bother. People are going to get hurt. Fights. Then they're going to bring it into the classroom. Well, you got to do something about it. Here again would be an example of kids not being allowed out that are not going to be fighting. They suffer because of kids that fight and cause more trouble. Schools should have recess. I mean, this is just like a fundamental part of America. It's an 11th commandment. And yet it takes 9 years and debate and all that in Jersey. And they got language in here about bullying and restorative justice. Something's really wrong in New Jersey. Really, really wrong. I mean, we know it, but they show it more every day. Lori's in Levittown here on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Good.
I am a recess aide in the Neshaminy School District. September will be my 19th year doing it.
Okay.
Recess has changed over the years, but really for the better. Kids get to blow off their steam from their very structured day. We have rules. The rules are enforced. You know, I work with two other women, so there are three of us.
Well, let me ask you, what's changed, Lori? What are the new rules, or what's different about it?
Well, we tried to make sure that every child has something to do outside. Not everybody likes to play kickball or go on the monkey bars. So kids come out with books and crayons. We have buddy benches where you can sit on a bench and somebody sees they're on a buddy bench and they're alone. So lots of kids will walk over and say, hey, you want to do this with me? Can I do that with you? And we also use it in the school if kids aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing during the course of the school day. Recess gets taken away.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Governor Murphy's listening to this show now. Come on, Lori. You can't teach
doing
that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, right. That's one of the great benefits of recess. It can be taken away.
Exactly. You know, also in the cafeteria, if they are not doing what they're supposed to be doing in the cafeteria, they will be moved to a separate table. And everybody knows what that table is.
What name does the table have?
Doesn't have a name.
Oh, you got to get working on a name there. You got to come up with
it. Yeah. It does.
Devil's Island or Bologna Sandwich Island. Thanks, Lori. Thanks for that. You sound like a great person to have out there working with kids during recess time. Jersey doesn't want to do that, though. So their argument, see, I don't think it's because of physical well-being. They just don't like the fact that you use recess as a tool to get better behavior. They're taking away more tools from educators. Of course kids would want to go out, almost all kids. Nope, it's got to be something where restorative justice is needed. My God. 855-839-1210. I don't even know if kids know how to play, though. That's the other thing. There are actual groups being paid to go into schools to show kids how to play at recess and other times. That's pretty sad. There's no game, there's nothing. You know, I don't know if jump rope, double dutch, and all that stuff even happens anymore.
The Chris Stegall Show. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.